Welcome to MCDC Wars, the channel about the MCU, the DCEU, and Star Wars. In this video, we're talking about The Eternals. We finally got a chance to watch it on Disney Plus. I'd like to give you my thoughts and ask for your comments on what you thought. And you could go ahead and tear me apart with my opinions of what this movie is. Whether or not it's great, whether or not it's bad, I don't know. Some people call it a dumpster fire. I call it another Marvel movie. And all in all, it wasn't the worst. But again, I'm not a shill for the MCU, but I like pretty much everything they put out. So if I was to say that this is the worst one in the MCU, that would be wrong. To say it was the best, yes, far from it. I still enjoyed it, though. And there's a few things in this movie that I did not expect because I avoided spoilers as much as possible for this. I did not see it in the theaters. I wanted to see it on Disney Plus, and I did everything I possibly could to not get any feedback on what this movie was. I literally went media blackout for like a month after it hit the theaters. My first thought from some of the trailers was that Icarus would be like the Captain America type, and that's kind of what they present him as. And, you know, that was not the case. And the next thing was maybe Angelina Jolie being, you know, such an experienced actor and very expensive might not be signing on to a multi-year contract with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and she'd probably be killed off very quickly. That was not the case. Spoilers, come on, you haven't seen it yet. You can get it for $7 on Disney Plus. Don't get mad at me. And the next thing was that there were some sort of naturally born, I don't know, creatures. I really knew nothing about this. There was some team that existed through all time but didn't interfere with the greater MCU at large for some weird reason. And really, it turns out that they're just murder robots. Yes, they're Terminators, essentially. And they're made by another Terminator, a Celestial, a giant being somewhere out in space, that when they are born, they create new galaxies and new planets. And then what they actually do is they are born within planets, and they need the life forms of that planet to grow to a certain amount where a Celestial can essentially take all that energy and then just kill everything and start the whole process over again. Which is not what the Eternals thought they were. They thought they were the good guys. Now at the end, they wind up being the good guys. But technically, they were the bad guys who thought they were the good guys, who were actually lied to, who were actually being bad guys. And some of them wanted to keep being bad guys, like Icarus. And instead, they wanted to save the planet. Except for like Druig, the guy that controls minds. He seems like he's just not happy all the time. But he was still a good guy in the end. It was a little strange how he went and started a cult in the woods, but I don't want to spoil the whole movie. Might as well go see it yourself. But if you have seen it, tell me what you think about Druig, what that character's like. Is actually, tell me what you think about all the characters, because there's a lot. There's 10, and not too many actually die off throughout the movie. It winds up being, you know, a handful left at the end. But some of them just didn't make it to the end who I thought would. That's another story for another time. And there's also a couple of cool Easter eggs and seeds planted at the end of this movie where there's a new character. I can't remember what he's called. I'm not too into the lore of these guys. I think it's like the Dark Knight or Black Knight or something. Anyway, one of the Eternals is dating him, and he winds up getting this crazy sword at the end or whatnot, and then you hear Blade's voice come in. So they're setting that up in the future, and I can't wait to see how that comes in and how it ties in, because I love the original Blades. Excuse me, with Wesley Snipes, but Mahershala Ali, is that his name? He looks like he's going to be pretty dope as this character. I don't know where it's going. And then the last thing that they actually seeded was Thanos' brother, who was an Eternal. So it leads me to believe that, you know, in some way, Thanos was right all along, just going about it in the wrong way, a very, very wrong way. Because if you didn't realize that the cutting the universe in half would actually stop more Celestials from being born, then, yeah, it seems pretty evil. It is evil what the heck he was trying to do. It was genocide. But now that you put that in context, you could see why what he did kind of drove him mad, in a sense, not just from this aspect of his own planet being destroyed, but, like, knowing that the whole universe is probably going to be destroyed if he didn't do what he did, and it drove him crazy. So, check out the video on the screen. That's the one about Spider-Man. That's a pretty cool one. If you're listening on Anchor, you can ask questions That's the podcast version. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, and go ahead and tear me apart with all your crazy theories and all the junk that I put out on this channel. Thanks.